Pro, the first iPhone built for Apple intelligence. Perfect for juggling those business plates.
Looks like you've got a lot on your plate too, Kev.
The best iPhone. Available on EE, the UK's best network. BT and EE, better for business.
Apple intelligence coming December 2024. Best for network performance. Verify at ee.co.uk/claims.
Jessica's her own boss, at last, which, yes, has added a few more things to her to-do list. Now she's a consultant, an absolute pro with video meetings, a business manager, does the accounts, the advertising, makes a mean coffee, and still manages to help at her children's after-school club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top story is this hour. Israel says its jets have carried out 120 strikes in the space of an hour in southern Lebanon. The military says it was targeting Hezbollah positions and urged residents to stay off beaches along its Mediterranean coast. Meanwhile, the Lebanese government says 40,000 people have fled across the border to Syria to escape the bombardment. Etty Higgins from UNICEF says young people are terrified.
We have a huge number of children that are fleeing from different parts of the country, arriving to Beirut, who are extremely traumatized. Children are seeing planes overhead and are putting their hands over their heads because they think that they're going to be bombed by those planes.
Yesterday, Keir Starmer said he supported Israel's right to defend itself, but there was no military solution to the current crisis. Water companies will find out later if they'll have to refund customers for failing to hit performance targets. The regulator Ofwat is publishing its annual report, which measures how companies are doing in a number of different areas, including pollution and leaks. Police are investigating the circumstances behind a school bus crash in County Down in Northern Ireland, which left four pupils in hospital. The double-decker ended up on its side in a field yesterday afternoon. Dylan was one of the dozens of children on board.
We hit a pole and the bus driver stalled. We went down that hill and then we just tipped sideways. I was crawled under stuff like the railings and the school bags and stuff.
An investigation's underway after a 17-year-old boy died following a police chase in northwest London. He was a passenger in a car which was being followed yesterday morning. It hit a curb and rolled over in Harrow. Another person remains in a critical condition. One of the four hopefuls gunning for the role of Tory leader will be knocked out of the race later. Conservative MPs will vote this afternoon to narrow the field to three. James Cleverly's the favourite to succeed Rishi Sunak. And a Stormtrooper helmet could sell for up to £500,000 at a TV and film memorabilia auction in London next month. More than 1,800 lots will be sold, including Jack Sparrow's hat from Pirates of the Caribbean and Carrie Bradshaw's answerphone from Sex and the City. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain across parts of Scotland. Sunshine and showers elsewhere with highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Ooh, do you think I could flog the bow ties I used to wear on Come Dancing 10,000 years ago? Ah. Morning. A quotation for the day. Author Frank Herbert, born this day in 1920. The people I distrust most are those who want to improve our lives, but have only one course of action.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
The Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, first movement, with trumpeter Cyrus Aliar and the flute of Anna de la Vega. And it's 8 minutes past seven. It is unmistakably Tuesday. It's the 8th of October. And outside my window at Magic Classical East Midlands, well, let me put it this way, it's not as grey as it was yesterday. That's about the best I can offer at the moment. How is it with you? Morning. Charles with you anyway for Magic Classical Breakfast for this Tuesday through until 10. Very glad to have you aboard. And we'll wander on through with questions of the day as usual as we nudge 7:30 and 8:30. Screen time coming after 9. And morning, Amanda, reporting listening in Cornwall.
Coming through.
It's been a frustrating couple of weeks since you became Magic Classical, but it seems that someone somewhere has pushed the right buttons and we can finally listen to you directly on our Google smart speaker. Hurrah! Yes, I say hurrah too. The Google devices were putting up a bit of resistance. As ever, you know, strings of different people going, well, it's all fine here, Gov. But we'd previously resorted to streaming from my phone, says Amanda. Needs must and all that. This is much better. Now, could somebody press the right buttons to cheer up the weather? We can hope. Well, I wish you best of luck with that. Very glad those devices are working properly now. Phew, sigh of relief. The only button I can push is this one. which will result in the music of Fritz Kreisler. Freud by Fritz Kreisler, Benjamin Baker, violin, Robert Thompson, piano. Quick look at the papers this morning. What do we have? In the Eye, Sir Keir Starmer warns MPs there's a real danger of a regional war in the Middle East and refuses to rule out UK military involvement if Israel attacks Iran. In The Guardian, the pain will never leave. Words from one of those gathered in Israel yesterday to mourn at the site of the music festival that was attacked by Hamas a year ago. The Mail leads with Conservative calls for clarity on what the Labour donor Lord Ali got in return for his cash. That's as a book on Labour's rise to power reveals he was involved in a number of major roles. Not just the provision of spectacles, obviously. The Times reports senior Whitehall figures warning that Downing Street is dysfunctional and Sir Keir Starmer's decision to sack his chief of staff, Sue Gray, will not resolve issues of scandal and infighting. On the front of the Express, protesters outside Parliament, united, it says, against Labour's cruel winter fuel cut. In The Telegraph, how an Albanian criminal who was deported from Britain then managed to sneak back in has now won the right to stay using the provisions of the European Convention on Human Rights. Also on the front page, a prediction that Britain will have the biggest exodus of millionaires in the world ahead of the government's expected tax raid on non-doms. And The Mirror leads with Philip Schofield accusing his TV sister of failing to back him as he hit troubled times. "You brought me down," he said to have told Holly Willoughby. In The Sun, Schofield calls Holly the witch, and unmasks others he blames for his downfall. In slightly uncomplimentary terms. Well, a number of asterisks are used anyway in the newspaper. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, Dvořák, Slavonic Dance number 8 with the Berlin Philharmonic. In Marcel conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Dvořák Slavonic Dance number 8. That's enough dancing for now. Well, temporary respite while sort this cup of coffee, which isn't going to drink itself. On the way soon, it'll be question of the day, Mark 1, which may be a tricky number today. I've had a little I don't know. Well, you judge for yourself. It'll be along in a few minutes. The other side of Ottorino Respighi and the Birds, coming next.
So come on, which is your favorite? Do you rave about Rachmaninoff? Are you mad on Mozart? I'm Darren Reddick, and whatever classical music lights your fire, my new Sunday Night Request show is just what you need. So tell me all about the music you love, and I could be playing it this weekend. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk, text classical to 61054, or send a voice note to 07593-139-729. Requests on Magic Classical, Sunday nights at 9, or listen anytime on the Rayo app.
Tickets, tickets!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lessicles, moneyus orpheum. Whoa!
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
Which, yes, has added a few more things to her to-do list. Now, she's a consultant, an absolute pro with video meetings, a business manager, does the accounts, the advertising, makes a mean coffee, and still manages to help her children's after-school club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can.
AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
That was the bomb that still makes Kent jump. That keeps him awake at night. That he can't stop thinking about. That scares his wife. Upsets his kids. That ruined his life. The bomb exploded in Iraq 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. To find out more, go to combatstress.org.uk.
When Andre sold his car on finance with Motorway, he got more money. Ooh! He then put that extra money into tickets to follow his team around the country.
Come on, Rex!
Selling on Motorway was completely stress-free, which is more than I can say about being a supporter of... Yes!
Sell your car the more money way. Where 84% of sellers sold for more. Motorway. Validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
At NatWest, we're on the charge to get more small businesses up and running. Getting them off the ground, into their stride, and achieving more than they thought possible. In fact, we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Ready to join them? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest. Proud partner of Team GB.
To verify, email checkit@natwest.com.
Live shows, playlists, and more from Magic Classical. Say hello to Rayo.
At NFU Mutual, we offer quality insurance for businesses of all sizes. Our experts understand the challenges you face. So we've developed quality insurance products to offer extensive business cover. It's no wonder over 95% of our business customers renew each year. For top quality business insurance, search NFU Mutual Business Insurance. NFU Mutual. Closer to your business and closer to what matters.
Cumbria, part of the A591 at Kendal is blocked. There's been an accident involving lorries at the Plumgarth roundabout. The M1's queuing north towards Wakefield from Huddersfield, where there are two lanes shut on the M1 at 38 for repairs. Northamptonshire, you can't access the A43 at Sywell. That's shut going north towards Red House Lane at the Hannington turnoff. Problems with Tower Bridge this morning after being lifted early on, and the A30 Sturton Down in Devon west closed towards Lifton Down, where there's been an accident. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Marriner presiding, and The Birds, The Prelude to the Birds by Ottorino Respighi. Well now, time for question of the day, Mark 1. Today, considering the following. London and Paris both have extensive underground railway systems, but there's only one station name that's common to the Tube and the Metro. Can you think what it is? London and Paris both have extensive underground railways, but there's only one station name that is common to the London Tube and the Paris Metro. Can you think what it is? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. The Tube in London and the Metro in Paris. Only one station name in common, it seems. But what is it? We shall see this side of 8 o'clock. Now, this was one of this summer's new releases and started out as a film or TV crime drama theme, but I think sort of transformed into a piece of its own. It's called Actually Good. It's written by Lambert and performed here by Par Lambers and Marie-Claire Schlemus. Lammers, piano and synthesizers, Marie-Claire Schlemus, cello. And if that's called Actually Good. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. London and Paris both have extensive underground railways, but there's only one station name that is common to the Tube and the Metro. What is it? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Headlines this morning, it's just gone 7:30. Israel's military says it'll soon launch operations along Lebanon's southern coast as it warns residents to keep off beaches. Airstrikes have continued on what Israel says are Hezbollah strongholds in Beirut. Yesterday, Sir Keir Starmer said he supported Israel's right to defend itself, but there was no military solution to the current crisis. Four children have been taken to hospital after a school bus crashed in Northern Ireland yesterday. The double-decker ended up on its side in a field in County Down. One of the four hopefuls gunning for the role of Tory leader will be knocked out of the race later. Conservative MPs will vote this afternoon to narrow the field to three. James Cleverly is the favourite to succeed Rishi Sunak. And a study has found people could be wrongly diagnosed with high blood pressure because of their arm positioning when taking the test. Health professionals in the US found certain positions can substantially overestimate readings. For best results, the NHS says you should sit upright in a chair, both feet on the floor, resting the arm on a desk or a table. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what elevates my blood pressure readings. It's the process of having your blood pressure checked. Hate it. I hate the constricting feeling of the cuff thing going round your upper arm. I blame the test, basically. Anytime I get severe white coat syndrome, anytime I go. Anyway, apparently your arm positioning is crucial, so don't sit there like that, whatever you do. Weather, a cloudy north with some rain coming, some sunny spells in the mix for the south, but heavy showers do. Magic Classical, morning. Michael Nyman Band with the music from The Draftsman's Contract. Chasing sheep is best left to shepherds. And having tried it once, I heartily concur. dreadful animals. Well, no, they're very lovely, but they have a mind of their own. And I was trying to get them away from somebody's prize-winning rockery before they ate the lot. The sheep were very determined. I think we can safely say that. In a moment or two, a fine bit of Tchaikovsky on the way.
Tickatoos, Mraticus!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashdabra, Spendium Lesicus, Moneyus Orpheum! Whoa!
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toastie from £5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply. Subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £14 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
I hope you can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight, all because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian-inspired cuisine to their menu.
OK, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
whatever the weather, the music at some point will chime perfectly. That's the great thing about music of a classical-ish nature. Make up your own pictures. Butter your own crumpet, as it were. Dance your own tango. I'm Penny Smith, with you from 10 a.m, with input from our listener-in-residence at 12. Miss anything? The Rayo app is there for you.
Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, named Jerry, conducting, playing the polka from Schwanda the Backpiper. On Magic Classical. And Morning Sarah of the Fine City, who says, how did you know? Huh? The Michael Nyman piece just now is the one I put on when I'm running late. And guess what? I'm running late today. Thank you for the keep going, don't stop, you can do it musical interlude. Yeah, it's a funny one this morning, Sarah. We have that in common. I'm running late this morning for no apparent reason. Got up at the usual time, did all the usual things in the usual order at the usual time. Found myself mysteriously running late. I don't know. Anyway, let's resolve question of the day, Mark 1, before anything else gets late. London and Paris both have extensive underground railway systems, but there's only one station name that's common to the Tube and the Metro. What is it? That was the question. What do we have to say on this? Janie of Cardiff says, oh, this is easy. It's obviously La Ladbroke Grove, which is both a leafy glade just north of Versailles and a not-so-leafy glade in West London. If you say so, because, of course, in the proper spirit of question of the day, you know, we don't do wrong here. Stephen says, I suspect the station in question has a common meaning, but not exactly the same rendering between the two languages. Is the Metro version Le Croissant du Mornington? If it is, that would make me a double winner. If it isn't, then I must confess I'm sorry I haven't a clue. Very good. It's not what it says here, but it's very good. I think the answer to this is Temple, says Christine. I used to live in London, so I know there's a Temple there, and on a visit to Paris many years ago, I noticed they had a Temple station, which I thought was odd for a French station name. It obviously stuck deep in my brain. Philip is very impressed. I've woken up with a horrible stuffy nose, feeling all bunged up after a night I suspect I was snoring, given that I dreamed about snoring. So please can my imaginary prize be a new head? Certainly. Do you want the same features on it, or anything adjusting? Fine, we'll leave it to the specialists, shall we? Harrogate Sam says, Paris, perhaps we could send the magic elf on some exchange programme, perhaps locking the door behind him. Anyway, I think it's Temple, on land once owned by the Knights Templar, if I'm not mistaken, and if you're giving bonus points for extra info. Oh, I think I am. That sounds very much like a bonus imaginary prize department. Andrew says, I've reached the stage of my life that if any London train or tube station is mentioned, I find myself blurting out Mornington Crescent in reference to a fairly well-known long-running radio quiz. But of course it can't be exactly that in Paris. That would be Le Crescent de Mornington. Meanwhile, your station name may have changed, but the Nove remains the same. Yes, I'm afraid he does, yes. Blackrod Brian says, my goodness, I know this one. It's Temple. Back in the day, I went to Paris regularly for work and spent a lot of time on the metro. For once, I am sure this is in accord with your sheet of power. Well, I hope so. Well, I think it is. And morning and à bientôt from Glasgow's Women of the West End. Our bodies are temples, they say, though perhaps less so after a couple of weeks of good living in France. Disgraceful. Carry on. Temple it is. Circle and district lines on the tube in London, and line 3 in the troisième arrondissement of Paris. Well done. Question of the day, Mark 2, in about half an hour. Now we'll head for Shetland, where it's a wild and woolly day today. High winds, pouring rain, but not downhearted. Here's Per Intervall with the Unst Boat Song.
Starke Vörna Westerlie, Obadia, Obadia. Starke Vörna Westerlie, Obadia. Stalas toites tongarer, o whatses tu da punska ber? Whatses tu da punska ber? Litra me vidren. Starke Vörna Westerlie, Obadia, Obadia. Starke Vörna Westerlie, Obadia. Thank you.
It's a plea for safe sailing in the face of strong westerly winds. Brinterval and Patrick Rhymes at the piano with the Unst boat song. Unst does not have westerly winds today, it has northeasterly, I just checked. But anyway, safe sailing to all. News update for 8 o'clock on the way very soon. After that, Sibelius.
Ticketoos, Britikus!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash Debra, Spendium Lessicus, Moneyus Orpheum!
Whoa! How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
Thousands of more car prices are here to save you money on your shop. With the best Prosecco, 75 centilitres, regular price, £8.
More card price,
£7. McVitie's Chocolate Digestives Twin Pack, regular price, £2.65.
More card price,
£2. Kenko's Smooth Coffee, 200 grams, regular price, £7.
More card price.
Now £5. Sign up and start saving today. Pay less with more card.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online excludes Morrisons Daily. More card or app required. 16 plus. Kenko and Digestives ends 8th of October. Please drink responsibly.
The Philly cheese stack is back at McDonald's. Two beef patties, crispy and grilled onions, cheddar cheese, all topped with a melted cheddar cheese sauce. What could be better? How about playing the Monopoly game with a Philly cheese stack too? Yes, please.
Until 15th of October from 11 a.m. Participating UK restaurants. Subject to availability. 18 plus. App may be required. See mcdrules.co.uk.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't! I just can't believe it!
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... I don't... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
It's summer.
No, honey, it's winter.
No, honey, it's summer.
No, honey, it's winter.
We're wearing shorts. The sun is shining. And you used sunscreen earlier. It's summer.
Okay, you're right. As always.
Say yes to summer. Fly to South Africa this winter. Lufthansa.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50, that works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health, healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Just sold my car to eBay any car. Stop! Did you know it's not just about cars? They also buy vans too. Big ones, small ones, and everything in between. So let's give vans the spotlight.
Just sold my van to eBay any van.
To find out how much your van's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanyvan.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit webuyanyvan.com/info.
It's my first match event. Bit of dancing, no pressure. Just start moving your hips.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
My bad. Turns out I've got two left feet.
And that's how Ellie fell head over heels for Jack.
Shall we get a drink instead?
Go on then.
Start something real at Match Events. Download Match.
Make morning simples with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out a qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
we in the coffee
and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only, one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories, they're sour. Water firms in England and Wales have been ordered to return more than £150 million to customers after poor performance. Ofwat says the rebate will come off bills for households and businesses in the next year. It follows the release of the regulator's annual report, which measures how water companies are doing in a number of different areas, including leaks and pollution. Israel claims a senior Hezbollah leader has been killed in a strike on Beirut. More than 100 airstrikes were carried out on a single hour overnight in Lebanon. Turkey's foreign ministry says it will evacuate its citizens from the country by sea tomorrow. Four children have been taken to hospital after a school bus crashed in County Down in Northern Ireland. The double-decker ended up on its side near Carrow Door yesterday afternoon. Dylan was one of those children on board.
We hit a pole and the bus driver stalled. We went down that hill and then we just tipped sideways. I was like crawling under stuff like the railings and the school bags and stuff.
A 12-year-old girl's been left with life-changing injuries after a dog attack in South Wales. The animal's been seized by police while a man and woman have been arrested. A judge in Germany's expected to deliver a verdict on a trial involving the man suspected of abducting Madeleine McCann. Christian B., as he's known, denies rape and assault.